There we go. I think this is working. Welcome out to a throwback installment of 10 Minutes Tesla Talk Time with Tyler. I used to do this as I was driving home from the gym. I started it when I was going to a gym that I had co-founded called CrossFit Saga. I'd go up there and meet my dad to work out. And then as I was driving home, I always had these the clarity of the post-workout, like endorphins and whatever the all the fancy chemicals that pump through your blood after you work out. And it's always a good time because my brain doesn't turn off. I'm always thinking about business. And because to me, business isn't something different than me. Something, it's an extension of me. It's part of me. Being an entrepreneur, being a business owner is just who I am. It's just, I've always seen the world as something that if there are problems, I have the ability to influence and solve, and that includes my income. And so therefore it's just always led me to being an entrepreneur and being a business owner. Really don't like when I see, okay, we're good. It's hard to know if this is working, and I want to make sure to record this. So I started this thing called 10 Minute Tesla Talk Time with Tyler. I had some of my favorite episodes and my favorite lessons that I shared were in that. Because for 11, 12 years, I've been doing a radio show where I interview other entrepreneurs. And this was a show where I spoke, where I shared my thoughts. And I don't do that a lot. And I do it first in this private group, right? It's a public group, but you have to join because it was like a safe place. And so today, as I'm trying to get a little bit back into working out on my bike ride, I was thinking about how important it is to remain human in business. And there's a couple of things about this. The first one is humans make mistakes. That's going to happen. It's how you approach the mistake, how you approach, how you handle the situation after the fact that really shows character. So recently got an email from a client that made a list of mistakes that we'd made, as our agency. Now, these mistakes were spread out over a half of a year. And when written in a single list, man, it was a lot. And there was a couple of them that were big, and most of them were not. But I could have reacted emotionally. I could have reacted defensively. But the point is that a human was reaching out to me saying, "Hey, I have some concerns." And for me, it was important to respond to that as a human. So the first thing I did was wait. I wanted to give it time so that I wasn't reacting emotionally. The next thing I did was make sure to have my team member who is in charge of managing the account reach out first and just make sure that the person was okay. That they have a deeper relationship, they've worked with them more closely. It was important to me that they just I knew like that they touched base and that so that I could focus on the things I needed to focus on when I replied. And so when I replied, I just my goal in replying was to let them know that we care. And that we are always trying to do better, and that nothing we are doing is out of negligence or ill will, and everything we are doing is as humans trying to do our best job supporting their business. We get lots of messages about things we do great and wins that we have for our team and for our clients and but at this point, most of the things that reach my desk and reach my inbox are when there's a concern. And that's okay. I don't mind. I used to stress out about it and I don't anymore. Now it's about staying human and just responding and talking, person to person. And then I was thinking about how this same principle applies to our marketing. Usually, if a ad campaign or a marketing campaign is not working, it's because we have forgotten the humans involved. If we run an ad that wouldn't make sense to somebody else, a stranger on the internet, right? If it's not going to draw them in or help them understand why they need the product or the service, it's not going to work. And sometimes we write an ad copy or we write campaigns thinking about the business owner or the product, but you're writing it to a human. And I've seen it a lot recently as people say with iOS 14 changing and with all the Facebook changes, people say they need traffic, they need traffic, they need traffic. And I'm like, what you need are humans. You're trying to get in front of more humans. The Facebook traffic may have changed. There's not less people on the internet. there's still people on the internet every day. So it's about getting in front of them. And when we remember that we're not looking for traffic, we're looking for humans, then we can start thinking about where those humans already congregate and where are they spending their time and what is their mindset when they see your ad. And what is the intent of your ad? Is your ad's job is to bridge them from the mindset they have now to the mindset you want them to be in order to make a purchase. And if you're selling a good product and you believe in it, then you have an ethical duty to help them bridge that gap. So there's a product right now that we're selling that I think does a really good job of helping kids with braces maintain their oral health. And I was thinking through the product and I'm like, I don't think our messaging in our ad copy is speaking to the human. I think we're just kind of throwing out the benefits of the product. And that's okay. Like, you never know what's going to work. You have to test. But when you're analyzing results, if they are underperforming, consider the humans. Think about the people that are seeing the ad, their state of mind, and where they are now, and where you're trying to get them to be. And beyond everything else, just remember that it's also a person that's going to make that purchase and interact with your company. And I just think in business, it's really important to not forget the human element. Things aren't always going to go perfectly in anything. I guess in summary, like, don't be a Karen in business. Be kind, be compassionate, be understanding, and consider the other person. And that was my bike ride epiphanies today. We're on in all of this that we're trying to do in growing and scaling and selling things online and selling services online and doing all these things. Don't forget that on the other side of the screen is a human. Maybe that'll help your marketing a little bit.
Thank you for listening to Biz Ninja Entrepreneur Radio with Tyler Jorgensen. Please make sure to subscribe so you're first to hear new interviews and episodes. If you found this podcast to be valuable, please share it with a friend. Please leave a 5-star review to show your appreciation. Don't forget to visit our online dojo at bizninja.com to claim your reward for listening to the show.